Hey, what's up, buddy? I'm Sean. It's a very simple, however, effective name. I like it. I like it a lot. How's it going, man? I hope your day has been going very well. I hope you are having the best day in the world. And I really hope that you have a very good next day, next week, next month, and forever and ever past that. So, beyond that introduction, three unique points, and I'm going to talk about them. Give you a nice little boost of second wind, hopefully enough for you to, feel like someone out there cares for you and such, et cetera, et cetera. So number one, I used to be a shut-in gamer, socially awkward, and have an overall deadbeat personality. And dude, holy crap, can I ever relate to that? I used to play World of Warcraft when I was 17. I'm 23 right now. And I got it for my birthday or Christmas rather, and I just kept playing. It was like addiction. It was weird. And then what ended up happening is I just literally would stop picking up my phone. I would not even pick up my phone because I was so engrossed in the video game. So I literally shut myself away. And when I did go out, literally the only thing I could talk about was World of Warcraft. It was really sad. And so I can relate definitely to that deadbeat personality. I just didn't have anything. I didn't know what the hell to do with myself. I just, thoroughly enjoyed playing games so much that when I even left my house, which is very rare, when I did go out, I just kept on talking about it. And of course, nobody wanted to talk to me because I just kept talking about video games like it was like the most fun thing in the world. But the fact of the matter is, there's a billion other things to talk about. And it took me a little while to get out of the game to understand that there's a lot of other things to talk about because I feel like gaming, heavy gaming is like a part of growing up, really. You're gonna play a lot of games and you're gonna burn out eventually, and to the point where you realize, why the hell do I need to play this much of a game to enjoy it? It's very strange how that is, but I'm glad that you stopped. Now, number two, you got a girlfriend, dumped you because she liked another guy more, her ex. You know what? You did something really good, and that is you took this terrible thing that happened to you, getting dumped, and turned it into something positive. And so it tells me a lot about you. It tells me when life decides to just give you a sour apple, you're like, fuck you, sour apple. You throw that motherfucking bitch ass sour apple away, and then you go and get another delicious fruit like a banana or a juicy apple or something. I guess that was really weird. I guess what I am trying to say is that you turn something really bad into something really good, and so I'm really happy. And it tells me a lot about you, even though you didn't tell me a whole like you didn't give me a like a window into your life. I could kind of make up my own perspective of you, and you are a very good person just based on that one little point that you told me. So good for you. Good for you to be able to take the worst of the worst and turn it into something good. That's awesome. Number three, I joined the National Guard a few months ago, and I am set to leave basic training in 10 days. And since you gave me this 3 days ago, that means you're leaving in a week. That's fucking crazy, man. So, you know what? That's going to be really hard. It's going to be very difficult, very strenuous on your body. My brother actually did basic training himself, and it was extremely difficult, like lots of sleep deprivation, and a lot, you have to put up with a lot of shit. Apparently he told me a story this one time where he got gassed in a chamber, and you have to stay off, you have to keep your mask off for as long as you can until you can't stand anymore, and then you have to actually put your mask on. So, as you can imagine, it's nothing fun. It's gonna be good when you're finished because you're gonna be like, holy crap, I did it. But during it's gonna be very difficult. So I guess what I want to leave you with is just remember that you are a very awesome motherfucker. You have a lot of very good things going for you in life. The one thing I would tell you would be to stay confident in yourself, and all good things will happen to you. is really magic. You know, that people say like magic doesn't exist, and I'm like, you fucking liar. No, magic does exist. So when you like, the funny thing is when you get that like crazy level of confidence, everything else starts falling into place. It's fucking weird, but it's like magic. You know, you don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense, but every good thing seems to happen to you when you're happy, you're optimistic, and you're confident. The three recipes for success and everything else will fall into place. Need not worry about other things. Those three facets of your life, or of the three things that everyone should strive for, is literally the best thing that you could do, or anybody could do for their life. And so I believe in everything you do. I hope the best for you. I really sincerely do that you complete basic training with a smile on your face, because you're gonna realize that I did this. I had the ability to do it. Just keep that optimistic mindset. You know, keep your mental sanity up. And stay with good friends, and really, you've literally set your life up for the rest of forever. So, continue being a boss, and I believe in you. Take care.